good masturbator morning. It is now the month of May, which means it is the month of the masturbator. So get your lube and start touching yourself, because we're going to talk about how I got to where I am right now. So I'm a pretty big masturbator, and the way that I got to the how I am right now, I masturbate like 10 hours a day on average. The way I got to where I am is through forgiveness, you know, and that's what today's topic is. It's how to forgive yourself, you know, because like I know a lot of masturbators do get off on adding the guilt of the real world into their bait and being like, wow, I'm not getting anything done. Wow, I'm such a masturbator. I feel so guilty. And that's great, but sometimes like you do need that sort of like space to forgive yourself and space to be just a masturbator, you know. You know, the first time I forgave myself for masturbating as much as I did and for not masturbating more was in college. I was taking my first geology class, and I was failing it because I wasn't studying as hard as I needed to. So that led to me during finals having to cram as much as possible. And once I finished finals, I was masturbating and I was saying to my penis, like, I'm sorry that I did not study better. And that led to us having to study and cram and not masturbate for the past 2 weeks. And I was saying, I'm so sorry. And then when I was touching myself, my penis was like, I forgive you, you know, and then I just felt absolved of it. And just all that guilt, just lifted off me, you know, like all the stress just disappeared. And I was just touching myself. And then I would get like really erect. And then I wound up like orgasming and right onto my sheets, right onto my cum rag. And it's really beneficial to do that. It really creates just a healthy relationship between you and masturbation. Being able to say like, I'm sorry that I wasn't masturbating from this time to this time. I know I should have been. I can do better. Because your penis will forgive you. Your penis will say, okay, I believe it, masturbator. And then show me. And then you'll masturbate to prove yourself right. You'll masturbate to bring some more weight to your words and bring some more weight to your apology and prove yourself to your penis. And now that like I really don't have a sex life, I just touch myself. Now that I'm living a solosexual life at an early age, I'm in my early 20s, I constantly like start a bait session with like saying like, hey penis, I'm sorry that we aren't having sex. I'm sorry I'm not plowing you into any wet gaping holes. But I just prefer my hand. And then my penis will be like, I forgive you. And then the masturbation session will just feel so like uplifting and just so reassuring. And it'll feel really like self-gratifying. You know, it's masturbatory to apologize to yourself and instantly forgive yourself. And, you know, sometimes I'll catch myself watching, like, a documentary or listening to a podcast. And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, penis. I should have been watching porn. And then I'll turn on some porn and my penis will be like, it's okay, I forgive you. Now masturbate. Like, through the power of your own penis, you can really just forgive yourself, like, instantly. It's instant gratification whenever you want. It's taking the power of an apology and just applying it to yourself and just feeling that sense of relief that you know you can give yourself. Because if you're a masturbator, you know you can give yourself pleasure anytime you want. And you know, sometimes I will slip up and I'll try to have like sex, I'll try to penetrate a hole or something, and then it won't be as satisfying. And then that's when I'll say to my penis, hey, I'm sorry, I really thought that things had changed, I really thought I could do sex now, I really thought I was ready. And then my penis will be like, that's okay, I forgive you, you know, you're a masturbator and you're a masturbator now, so go ahead and masturbate, go ahead and make yourself feel good. Because, you know, if guilt is weighing you down when you masturbate, it's getting in your head, it's preventing you from really connecting with your penis. The cure is to forgive yourself. The cure is forgiveness. The cure is an apology to say to yourself. Forgiveness and the ability to apologize is one of the steps to form an endearing and caring relationship to your own genitals.
Like, I've been talking to hundreds and hundreds of masturbators since I became an adult, and a lot of them have this sort of resentment either towards their working lives, where they know that they want to masturbate more and they can't because of work, because of obligations. And there's another group of masturbators that resent their penis for making them a masturbator, for having to be a masturbator, and them just wanting to have sex. And they spend all this time online trying to find someone that understands their struggle, that understands all of the things that they're going through. And that person's you. That person is in the room with you at all times. That person is with you at all times. You are the masturbator, and you know what you need. You know how much you need.
You know, so then that gives you the opportunity, for example, like if you accidentally like delete all your porn stash in a lapse of judgment, you delete all the porn that you have, you block every single outlet of porn, you can apologize to your penis and say, "Penis, I'm sorry for resisting. I'm a masturbator. I like porn." And your penis will be like, "Okay, sure, I forgive you, you know, and go watch as much as you need." And that's the stage that I'm at. That's I forgive myself really fast, and that's why I'm such a masturbator. But for some people just starting out, you know, like they won't forgive themselves for months. They won't forgive themselves for years. And then they'll come back to it, and then they'll enjoy themselves. They'll feel really good. And then they'll go back to not knowing how to process all these emotions, and then they'll delete everything again. And the way to get rid of that, the way to get rid of the back and forth, is to learn to forgive yourself even faster for these things. You know, like, you're not a bad person for being a masturbator. You're not a bad person for masturbating as much as you want, all the time, wherever you want. It doesn't make you a bad person.
And that's part of the reason why so many people leave the community in the first place, is because they'll masturbate for like 16 hours in a row, and they'll be like, "The amount that I've masturbated is unforgivable. I need to stop. The amount of work that I haven't done is unforgivable. I need to stop. The amount of time that I've wasted is unforgivable. I need to stop." And instead of saying that the pleasure that you're giving yourself is unforgivable, you need to learn how to forgive yourself. You need to learn how to forgive the guilt that has been placed inside of you.
And you know, like, this is for maybe another day for you, but for me, I'm currently in the place where I am working to forgive my parents, my previous sexual partners, any person who's given me guidance. When they told me that masturbation was bad for me, when they told me to stop masturbating, I come from a place of forgiveness now. Like, there's no way that they could have known how important my masturbation was to me. And for me, like, I already forgive you for any guilt that you may have let into your life. I already forgive you for all these things. But it's all at your own pace, just like your masturbation, just like your hand stroking your cock. You should forgive yourself at your own pace. You should forgive yourself on your own terms. And I can't give that to you. So it may take you an hour. It may take you a month. It may take you a lifetime to forgive the guilt that you have inside of yourself for touching yourself as much as you do. But one day you will forgive that. And then that's when you know that you can go deeper. That's when you know you can explore that new fetish. That's when you know it's safe to explore all these things. Because really, like, masturbation is all about forgiveness. And once you master that side of jerking off and touching yourself, you'll just find that your pleasure will exponentialize. You'll find that it's just a softer side of masturbation. It's very gentle. It's very patient. And that's what the big masturbators do. That's what they have. They have no shame, and they reach that place of no shame by forgiving themselves and by letting go of people's expectations of them. So if you're looking for a way to change your masturbation or the tone of your penis pleasure, you can start by journaling. You can start by speaking it out loud to yourself. Maybe when you're alone, you can touch yourself and do it any way that you want to. You know the best way to forgive yourself. You know the best way to let go of this guilt, you know the best way to do that. And trust me, you know, like for people that do believe that their pleasure just comes from a place of guilt, it comes from a place of shame, you know, like this will not detract from it. It will help you deal with some issues that maybe you didn't know you had. It will help you masturbate more. It'll help you see another side of your masturbation. And, you know, it can really help you spend more time with yourself, just talking to yourself and just realizing that, like, where you are right now is going to be way different than next year and way different than tomorrow, you know, like. And it just all starts with saying, I forgive myself. I forgive myself for believing things that I personally did not believe that were implanted in me, whether through religion, whether through society, whether through your upbringing. You still have the capacity to forgive yourself, and everyone has that inside them. So I am going to do more of these masturbation encouragement files. You know, let me know your thoughts. If you like this, if it was too ham-fisted, let me know. I was just touching myself the entire time. This is a topic that I'm very comfortable with. So yeah, feel free to bring up any feedback, any issues that you have with this file, any critiques, positive, negative, let me know. I'll just be over here masturbating. So I'll see you all next time.